Hi everybody, and welcome to part 8 in this series called The Condition of Our Heart. And we've been looking at the reality of what it is to have a flourishing heart, a soft heart, a sick heart, and the consequences of all those things, and the need for us to have a heart that is fertile, open to receiving the Word of God for the purpose of transformation. And in part 8, we're going to look at the consequences of having a hardened heart. What is the reality? What's going to be the effect? What are the negative consequences that we're going to experience if we have this hardened and this hardening of heart? It's fully possible to have acquired all this information, this knowledge about Jesus Christ, where you know how to answer everyone's questions, you know how to quote the scriptures, you know the Hebrew and the Greek, but you still have a hardened heart. Why? Because the true place of understanding and life, the heart, has not been softened, and so you can't truly learn the reality of what it really is to know Jesus Christ, who is life. So it's also fully possible to believe and be baptized in water, being justified by Jesus's blood for your iniquity and sin, and still actually have a hardened heart that rejects, deflects, ignores, justifies and denies the Word of God away. And an example of this we see in Acts 8 verses 13 and also in verses 18 to 23. And I want to read you that now in relation to Simon the sorcerer. Acts 8:13. Even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued on with Philip. As he observed signs and great miracles taking place, he was constantly amazed. So this man Simon, he believed and he was baptized in water for his iniquity and sin through this thing called repentance. Acts 8:18 to 23. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was bestowed through the laying on of the hands of the apostles, he offered them money, saying, "Give this authority to me as well, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, May your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have no portion or no part in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Therefore, repent of this wickedness of yours and pray that the Lord, if possible, the intention of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of iniquity. This man believed in who Jesus said he was. He was baptized in water for his iniquity and sin. But Peter said his heart still was hardened. His heart was still not right before the Lord. The consequences of a hardened heart and the hardening of heart, in simple terms, is that you will lack his eternal life within you. You will only ever know an earthly life that you were born into and only have this life coming forth from you. You may see miracles outside of you. You may even be part of those miracles and lay hands on sick people and prophesy, but you won't actually have life within you. This is a life of flesh. And as Jesus said in John 6, the flesh profits us absolutely nothing. It's the Spirit that brings everything to life. Now, the other consequences, your spiritual ears will be dull to the Word of God, the voice of God, and your spiritual eyes will be blind, unable to see what it is to see the unseen eternal kingdom. You will have little to no faith, as the disciples did when they walked with Jesus, due to this hardening of heart, unable to vindicate the wisdom of God as a child of God. Mark 8:14 to 21, and they had forgotten to take bread and did not have more than one loaf in the boat with them. And he was giving orders to them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They began to discuss with one of the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you discuss the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart? Having eyes, do you not see? Having ears, do you not hear?" These are really important words. "And do you not remember when I broke the five loaves of the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces you picked up?" They said to him, 12. "When I broke the seven for the 4,000, how many large baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up?" And they said to him, 7. And he was saying to them, "Do you not yet understand? Do you not yet know the reality in which I'm really speaking about, which isn't to do with the physical, but it's everything to do with the spiritual on the inside?" And we see this reality playing out today. Hebrews 5 verse 11, concerning him, a reality of faith. Spiritual sight comes from hearing the word of Christ. And it is by faith in Christ Jesus we are able to live these lives. So if our ears are dull, as the writer of Hebrews 5:11 teaches, let me just read you the scripture. "Concerning him we have much to say, and it's hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing." So if this is the reality, then we won't be living lives by faith, but lives by the flesh. Hence, instead of growing as disciples of Christ, who are maturing into the fullness of Jesus and discipling others into his image, which is what Hebrews 5:12-14 says, "Though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. You have come to need milk and not solid food. Everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil." Because we're not in this position, and because we're still needing the beginning and the elementary things, we will be found missing the mark. In other words, sinning, remaining as an infant or an immature follower, doing our own will, no matter how much we believe it's his will, and ultimately be living a life of disobedience and unfaithfulness unto the Father's will, because we're not growing up and maturing. He still loves us, but we're not growing up and maturing, just like in any natural family home. All of this due to having not being able to hear or have ears to hear the word of God. What an incredible sad state of affairs for all those who live in these and experience these consequences because of a hardened heart position. They will all miss out on the reward of inheritance of accomplishing the will of God, which is what Colossians 3:23-25 states. "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve, for he who does wrong will receive the consequences of the wrong which he has done, and that without partiality." So there are these consequences for you and I having a hardened heart. Yes, it's fully possible to believe and be baptized in water, still have a hardened heart. It's fully possible for you to answer all the questions, know all the information, know the Hebrew and the Greek, say you're a scholar, and actually still have a hardened heart and suffer the consequences of having a hardened heart. So questions for you and I to ponder. What has been stirred up within you after going through this resource? Why are these consequences so destructive to the follower of Jesus and the glorification of the Father? 3, what causes us to become dull of hearing? 4, does the reality of not being a disciple of others alarm you in any way, especially when by now we all ought to be teachers, disciples of disciples? And 5, what are the consequences for the follower of doing the wrong, which Paul mentions here in Colossians 3:23-25. And the final question, what steps do you need to take right now in relation to what has been spoken and released? So I pray you be encouraged, but I pray you would allow this reality to grab hold of you and have you asking questions. Test yourself to see if you are in faith with Jesus. We'll speak you soon. with part number 9.